On this episode of the Weird Stuff Podcast, the curious case of the toxic woman. On February 19th, 1994, Gloria Ramirez was brought into the Riverside General Hospital in Riverside, California, complaining of pain, disorientation. She was suffering from poor breathing and had an incredibly high pulse. Now, the doctors and nurses assumed that it was probably just issues related to her advanced stage cervical cancer. So they just kind of took their normal action. You know, the nurses started giving her, giving Ramirez sedatives to bring down her breathing and, you know, just kind of level everything out. Eventually, they realized that wasn't working. So they actually had to use a defibrillator on her, try to get her heart beating normally. That was when they first realized something extremely strange upon opening her shirt and getting ready to apply the pads. They noticed that her body was covered in an oily film. Strange. An oil. It was some sort of oil. And she smelled the fruit and garlic. That's strange. They just kind of dismissed the smell, though. Probably, you know, they blamed it on her breath. Probably her breath. She probably ate some fruit or garlic or something. Didn't really pay much mind to it. Until one of the nurses went to draw blood from Ramirez. As she did so, she noticed an ammonia smell coming from the blood. Now, ammonia, the smell of ammonia in a room, in any situation, right, is weird. That's strange, and it's kind of alarming. Like, you walk into a room and you smell ammonia? That's not cool. Like, it's A, it's dangerous, right? And B, something is open somewhere. Something needs to be taken care of. So it's weird under normal circumstances. But coming from someone's blood, like, that's really alarming. This nurse that had this ammonia blood hands it to one of the medical residents that was there, at which point the medical resident noticed there were manila-colored particles floating around in the blood. At this point, the nurse that handed her the syringe passes out. Okay, this is getting really strange. Now, the resident starts to feel nauseous as well. So we got, let's see, so far we have an oil-covered body, the smell of garlic and flowers on the body, the smell of ammonia coming from the blood, which is now filling the room, little manila-colored particles in the blood, and a nurse had just passed out. So a short while later, the resident, who again was also starting to feel nauseous, walks outside, goes to the nurse's desk, has a seat to kind of compose herself, and she passes out. Soon after, a respiratory therapist that was also working on Ramirez passes out. That's three. Three medical personnel just passed out while working on Ramirez, at which point they evacuated the emergency wing. Like, they got rid of all medical personnel. They took all the patients outside. They evacuated that wing, except for the couple of medical personnel that were still working on Ramirez, right? Because you can't just leave her there. You got to figure it out and finish and you try to save her. You know, I mean, that's what they do. God bless them, man. I don't know if I would do that. I would run. But that's what they do, right? So they stuck around and tried to continue to work on Ramirez. But after 35 minutes of it, she eventually passes away due to kidney failure related to her advanced cancer. So what the heck? What's going on there? Like, this is one toxic lady, right? Like, what's the deal? Now, some scientists theorize that the staff are simply suffering from mass hysteria. And that's why one passes out and then the other passes out and then the other passes out. And they're imagining the smell. But, you know, the staff denied this. They were like, no. Right? Like, you don't imagine the smell of ammonia. You don't imagine oil, like some oil on the skin of a person. As a matter of fact, the resident that passed out at the table, she actually spent 2 weeks in the intensive care unit in the ICU. Afterward, she developed hepatitis and suddenly had breathing issues. Again, not really mass hysteria. Now, another scientist believes that Gloria Ramirez, had been using a home degreaser as a pain reliever, which could have created the gas in the room, causing the workers pain. I've heard of people using all kinds of weird things, but a degreaser? It's the first time for me. But again, this is just a theory. Till this day, Ramirez's family, the medical personnel, and the investigators have yet to figure out what happened. I mean, the fact is she passed away. And apparently tests had been done on her body and there was a big, long investigation and nothing came of it. Nothing. It was just a bunch of theories, a bunch of ideas, but nothing concrete as to what exactly happened. Why did this lady's blood... Why were there fumes coming out smelling like ammonia from her blood? Why were there particles in her blood? What was going on with the oil on her body? What was the deal with the smell of garlic and flowers? You know, why were people passing out? Why was the lady suddenly with hepatitis developed from this? So the toxic lady, to this day, a mystery, an unsolved mystery. What do you guys think? Is this weird or what?